Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
All right, everybody, good morning to you. We'll be here for about 45, 50 minutes as we have the When the Brook Runs Dry will be before us. So we will be here in meeting. I think I need to get this off of there. There's a camera. There we go. There we go. A little more clear now. I messed up here. All right, there we go. All righty. Good morning to all of you. Grace, you're going to share your screen, and I'm going to have Phil tell us about the quest for you with what's shared on the screen. Is Phil, is he here? Mm-hmm. I'm on my cell phone. Okay. Cool. All right. We'll share your screen here. Hey, everybody. Phil sent me this brilliant thing, and we want to, you know, there's a better way to share it. I guess you can share that way. That's fine. Yeah, that's good. And Phil, explain to us, please, what's going on here. It's brilliant.
Well, we need to tweak it a little bit, too. I just got it and sent it to you. I found it and sent it to you. This is just a formula in which you can get to your quest, and it lays it out on what we can do to become available for that quest. How do you measure the quest? What do you do with it? And it's a one-page document that I wanted to, that I'd use for training for people in the marketplace.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought it was brilliant, because I saw how repurposeful it was. Mm-hmm. You get it? You stop screen now, Grace. It is both accurate and specific to our current need, but the human consultants have built something that's both accurate and specific to someone's current need while also being duplicatable and repurposeful for someone else's need. Like a It's like when you ask your lawyer to write you some business contracts. It's specifically for that business, but it's got enough fill in the blanks to go to the next, or to the next one too, if you have a good lawyer that, you know, because no one, unless you're doing like $50 million deals at a time, then you want one contract at a time specific for that, right? But if you're doing, you know, whatever. So there you go. Outstanding. Well, today we have, so we start at 9, and Grace, what time do you think I'm gonna start?
I thought it was 9:30. I was telling people 9:30.
Oh, well, y'all got lucky then. We started 9:30. So y'all got a little more time. We started 9:30. What time do you think I'm gonna start, Grace?
9.
Okay, I like that answer too. All right then. I'm starting at 9:30, I'm starting at 9. I like that answer. Are we ready for our day 2 of our little conference thingy? Not conference, but quest thingy.
No.
Yes. Oh yeah, I wouldn't play with y'all. I'm gonna play with y'all. Okay. So let's examine. We're gonna examine Antonio and move towards you. Is that okay? This part is day 2. Yes, the same thing as yesterday, day 2. I'm gonna examine it. Oh, now I can see. Oh, that's much better. I'm not used to doing this from a phone. Yeah, my laptop is sick. It's in Apple headquarters right now. And I wasn't fit to do my iMac and bring it down here. I wasn't fit to do that. That's unnecessary. Here's the point of the quest for you. We're gonna build one thing only. But it needs to be so high that it drags many things with you. In my case, I want my social media platform to have 200,000 people joining an hour. That makes me write books. It forces me to do movies. It forces me to do conferences. Can you see how that one goal forces me to publish with Melissa, have the So Happy and Grateful series, catch all that attention, and then that attention goes to, and I say, hey, if you really want exclusive content, go to Vibin, which is free. You get it? So you do a great job everywhere else, and then you tell people to download this special thingy you can't get anywhere else. Go to the Vibrant group or join me and the So Happy and Grateful community only on Vibrant. So you don't start a Facebook group. You don't start a Twitter group. It's only in that one place. And anyone endeared, you letting all these people in?
Yes.
And anyone endeared to moving forward with that, we'll go to that group. Someone repeat to me what I, not you. Somebody repeat to me what I said, and let's see if you can apply it to yourself. I'm listening. Actually, you might be the perfect one, actually. Now that I think about it, but we'll see. Let me see if they're gonna say something first. Come on, be quiet now. Repeat it again, Antonio. Okay, I heard you. I got you. I heard you. And I heard you. The idea is, let me repeat the concept first. The idea is that your thing that you're building needs to be
I gotta say this.
Go ahead.
I was trying, because you know I have anyway some blocks and whatnot. So I was trying to repeat what you were saying. And you said, be quiet. I was like, wait. Okay.
It's some of y'all, like Adonia, Tracy, Ron, I'll introduce Ron here in a little bit, Melissa, Prophet Jerry, you should just copy every single thing that I'm saying. It genuinely, and Jerome, genuinely, you should just every because you're doing the same thing. You just don't need the social media, but everything else I say after that needs to you're doing the same thing. What are we all trying to accomplish? We're trying to get enough attention to convert it into cash flow. These people, I just call the personal brands with books or something, a stand-up comedy show, some sort of something that people can take home with them. Ooh. I can take you home with me like a Les Brown cassette tape. If you're that person, you should just be following everything I say and just copy it. You really should just steal. Like every time I talk, I'm literally just giving you a blueprint for your next thing you're going to do. So let me repeat now. I want to have a social media that is 200,000 people growing an hour. It doesn't seem like a book has anything to do with that, unless the book is about social media. But that's where you're wrong. Because when I do the book and I do the seven things that come with it, journal and all this stuff, I say to be connected to the community or on every confirmation page in which you get those items, it says join the community. It says number one is thank you. Number two is if you didn't see your link, if you didn't get your content, click this link. And then number three is join the community. And join the community is not on Twitter, not on anybody else. Because if I want a social media with 200,000 people joining an hour, then join the community is vibing. Okay. You're missing it again. It's okay. I'm trying to show you that no matter what you're doing, it should serve that one thing that you are attempting to accomplish. All right, Grace gets it now. Somebody else, y'all was confused. Because you think the book has to be how to create your own social media. Well, what if that's not what you do? And then what if, okay, Donnie say she gets it to him. What if I didn't do social media? Let's go with, maybe I want Treant Press, and maybe I want you to use Treant Press's marketing platform to where you can become a freelancer. That's the Fiverr side. That's the only thing that's important to me right now, the Fiverr side. She's got other stuff, but I'm just using that as an example. Let's take the book again. Let's take the book. In the book, we launched the book, and then my seven things have a lot to do with, would you like to make money? Would you like a larger audience? Want to break through the crowd? All these buzz phrases and words that say, do you want to get paid? And it is it. Would you like to get paid $10,000 a month from writing books? Nobody's going to disagree with that. So she targets authors. Would you like to get paid $10,000 a month for being an author? That's what you say. Somebody needs to steal this. Would you like to make $10,000 for being an author? Now, by the time they come find out what it is, it's not about selling your book to $10,000 a month. It's about using your gift as an author and authoring other things for $10,000 a month, or selling your book tips to corporations for $10,000 a month. And how do you do that? Well, you get all these clients on her version of Fiverr. I could do this over and over and over and over and over again. So, go ahead.
Whatever your focus is, you draw the people there.
This is correct, but it's deeper than that. So let me switch this back a little bit because I look like I'm trying to eat cereal or something. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on. Anyway, let's. Who's the last person that went to a live event of some kind? Anybody?
Me and Renee went to a gospel concert in October.
Outstanding. Sir, could you tell me where the gospel concert was?
It was in Raleigh, North Carolina.
And was there more than one person at the gospel concert?
Yes, sir.
And was there food served at the gospel concert?
No.
Drinks?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. Alcoholic drinks?
I'm not sure.
Champagne, because you know, you Christians like, well, I don't drink. Here's some champagne. Okay, I can take it. I'll take this.
I'm not sure.
You know, I'm not sure. Okay. Were there parking places at the gospel concert?
Yes.
Did they have cones sitting outside blocking off certain places?
Yep.
Were there traffic lights that control traffic as you parked? Not in the place, but getting to the place.
Oh yeah, getting to the place, there was traffic lights, yes.
Outstanding. Was there electricity at the gospel concert?
Yes, sir.
Running water?
Yes, sir.
More than one toilet?
Yes. Uh-huh. Outstanding.
Were there trash cans publicly and strategically placed so you don't just throw stuff everywhere?
Right.
Were there seats? Were there seats?
Yes.
Yes.
Were there access to handicap accessories and privileges?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was there some sort of, I need to wipe my hands, maybe I can use this thing, tissue, napkin, or something, probably in the restroom?
Yes, in the restroom.
Probably in the restroom. But you did tell me there was water, right? At least water.
Yes.
Do you Christians drink water?
Water. Yes.
Christians drink water. Okay. All right. Good. Good. The living water.
That's it.
All right. Okay. Yes. And were there tickets sold? Not at the event, but just did you have to buy a ticket somewhere?
Oh, yeah. You had to buy a ticket. Yeah.
Did someone check those tickets upon entry?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did they have some sort of technology checking those tickets upon entry?
Yes, the QC code and all that good stuff.
And it seems to me then there was security at the gospel event as well.
Yes.
Because you can't be counting money. Listen. Without having somebody protecting those who count money.
Right, exactly.
Because it was a gospel concert. It wasn't heaven.
Come on.
Right.
So you still need the security.
There is some thugs in the gospel,
in
the house of the Lord. There's some thugs there too.
You understand. They are needed. Whenever you get to a Nehemiah situation, it's quite needed. The Sanballat and Tobias start bothering you. You know, you want Adrian to come set it straight. Yes, 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 I am, Ibrahim. Sure am. Sure am. So we have all these things, right, in place. Mm-hmm. Let me keep going. Was there a floor that you can walk on in the gospel concert?
Yes.
Then therefore, there's janitorial services to clean up said floor.
Yes.
And the janitors throw trash away, yes? Which also means that there would have been some sort of garbage concierge to throw said trash away in the dumpsters.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It can't just sit in a dumpster.
Right. No.
Somebody got to take that to
somebody the, take it out. Yeah.
Somebody got to take it out to the landfill. Somebody got to do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Outstanding. And let's keep going. At the gospel concert, were there railings and tapings, metal railings and little funeral line thingies? I don't know what you call them. Saying,
no.
You can't sit here.
No.
Okay. None of that. Was there assigned seating or was it general seating?
General.
Mm. Was there a VIP section?
Yes.
Okay, because I wouldn't sit. I wouldn't sit.
Oh, we're talking about with Donald Lawrence?
Yeah, with Donald Lawrence. Oh, no. That one wasn't a VIP.
Uh-uh. Okay, fair enough. Was there speakers so you can hear the music?
Mm. Yes.
Were there microphones so you can tap into the speakers?
Uh-huh.
Also, was there people with tablets and stuff all arrayed in the back, looked like they were inputting transactions? Something.
You can buy stuff, right?
There were booths at the concert, was it not? You Christians love booths. Y'all do. You Christians love booths. Y'all do. You'd be like, yeah, you man, come on here and praise the Lord. $4,500 for a booth. Amen. You can tell Donald Lawrence t-shirts and merchandise. There was merchandise, yes.
No.
Yes, there was merchandise. Somebody with no merchandise. Okay, no problem. But there was some booths selling some nachos or some African.
Yeah, there was a truck outside. There
was a truck outside. All right, good. All right, we had some not parking lot pimping. What you call it? It's not parking lot pimping. It's no. It's called when you go to the tailgate.
Tailgate.
That's a hood version. Yeah, parking lot pimping. That's a hood version. Okay, tailgating. Yeah, I'm tailgating. You saw all these things, correct?
Yes, sir.
Were there people opening up for the main artists?
Yes, the Shaw University was the band. That was a bad band too.
Okay, all right. So we had a live band. Mm-hmm. Did the band have amps and chords and all this stuff? And the answer is yes.
No, they just had their instruments.
Just had their instruments. Good, good. And it was so we had an opening act, and then the main act came on, correct?
Right.
Now, when the main act came on, who was the main act?
Donald Lawrence.
Donald Lawrence.
Yeah, you had Donald Lawrence, Smokey No Ford, Karen Clark Sheard. And what's that comedian that be on Facebook?
Not Carlton Banks.
Okay, right. Cool. He is funny. Yeah. He is funny. Good. So we had four different acts. Mm-hmm. They didn't perform at the same time. Mm-hmm. And right, everything was going on. Is everybody following me so far? I know you don't know what the hell I'm doing, but are you following
me? I'm following you. That's okay.
I mean, everybody's like, man, what is he? I don't know where he's going with this.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm trying to show you. Jerome went to a gospel concert, and that's what we feed y'all. We feed you Gary Vee on stage. We feed you Grant Cardone on stage, mm-hmm. Donald Trump on stage, Kanye West on stage, even though he just had a whole flipped out day yesterday. It's so hard to support Kanye West right now. I mean, Jesus, Kanye. Anyway, and you had all this stuff on stage, but y'all always miss, it is not the stage that makes you money. It is not the stage that makes the person the money, but all that stuff that I named while we was just talking.
Wow.
Wow. I'm answering Grace's question. When she said, I put your question and his question combined. That's what I did. So you mean it should all just go back to, yes, it's all go back. Yes, yes, it's all go back. Because those people got to sell enough tickets to pay for the trash. So everything I said needs to be paid for. To cut the lights on at Madison Square Garden is $25 million. Just cut the lights on.
Wow.
This is why everybody can't perform at Madison Square Garden.
Okay.
This is why everybody can't perform at Madison Square Garden.
Right.
Because if you can't sell $25 million in ticket sales.
Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What was that?
Yeah. Email?
Okay.
Yeah. But because by the time I unmuted, you just put forth the point. The stage doesn't make you money. It actually costs you a lot of money that the other stuff has to make up for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly. Y'all get it? So I took him through all of that to answer his question and your question. So what's the point if I want a social media where 200,000 people are joining an hour, why would I write a book? And so happy and grateful. And then why wouldn't that book be about the social media? If my main goal is the social media, because that ain't how it works. Right. How it works is whatever I'm doing needs to pay for the 200,000 people joining an hour, but also provide the attention and the aesthetics and everything else you're not thinking of. Mm-hmm. So instead of having my join my community on Facebook, it's on Vibin. And the only official community is where I want you to be. And I say, hey, here's this fantastic journal that goes with the book. It should cost $99. But if you go to Vibin, you can get it free when you join the group. So everybody reading or not reading the book is now being funneled where I want them. If you are trying to find a strong lesson that you can learn before the year end, it is whatever you see Gary Vee doing on stage, it's not how he's making money. The only thing that Gary Vee, Grant Cardone is doing on stage and Antonio is doing on stage is lead generation. That is all. Today is day one of the tour, and I just started it in the Galveston office because we got it to what, January 3rd? Because it's made sense. One last hoorah. Okay, we got it to January 3rd. We'll be moving to a bigger, better office. But we've got 300 shows or 180 already booked across America. Soon to be the world, because this is what I used to do five, six years ago. And then what I did before then. So this is nothing for me. It's, I'm just going back to what I like to do anyway. So when you see all, when you, if you watch my Instagram, you're going to see what I'm talking. And then each day is going to be something different. And each day I'm going to show you, damn, people was there. And you're going to say, man, oh man, look, oh man, those prestigious people there, right? And stuff like that. And then you're going to see me post again today. Yep, cross that one off. It's done. Next one, and you're going to see a bunch of behind the scenes stuff. You're going to see plenty of stuff. And why am I doing that? Lead generation. That's it. Because if you think Antonio, Gary Vee, Les Brown, well, actually, let me repreface this. If a speaker is making their money from stage, that speaker is broke. Mm. Why, Antonio? Because check to check, and stage to stage is the same energy. Y'all remember, don't act like you don't remember 2019, 2020. All these speakers feel, complain like they had gout in their big toe. I can't speak nowhere. All of them lost money immediately when everything got shut down. Because check to check and stage to stage is the same energy. Wow. Why would you become an entrepreneur and beg people to go stage to stage? Mm. Well, I don't beg. I've increased my reputation. Good. Good for you. That's never going to make you a millionaire. I'm a millionaire for speaking stage to stage. Good. Good for you. It's not going to make you a billionaire. Because if you don't have systems funneling that money into residual cash flow somewhere else. If you don't have this keynote lead to a program, this keynote lead to a cassette tape, I know, right. just get the idea, okay? Just get the idea, okay? This keynote that leads to something over here, you're going to be out of business.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Kevin Hart doesn't make his money by selling tickets on stage. He makes his money by people talking about the show and then everyone buying the special.
See it? Mm-hmm. Now listen to that. People talking about it, buying a special. Today and the next, I think I'm going to do 20 before Christmas or something like that, whatever it is. It's 15. It's 15. 15 before January 23rd. All 15 of those videos, 15 different keynote talks, workshops, whatever, because I got to specialize. Yeah. Remember, I told y'all yesterday or the day before yesterday, I'm not doing it like the regular law of attraction people because they're old. No offense to them. Why would I do something like a baby boomer? That don't make no sense. And who I told you I was following. I told you I was looking at Kevin Hart. Ibrahim named it Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, Kevin on stage, and some and King Batch. I'm doing my tour like a comedy show. That's why it's going to be a live band real soon. I'm already making that happen. And that's why I want to have people open up for me. You get it? Okay, now think about this for, now think about it for a second. Ibrahim is spot on. Hey, man, so let me. You gonna stream it online? And what I say, Grace?
No, this is in-person event only.
And why would I not stream online? I give you the answer, because okay. Ibrahim said it. Go ahead, Melissa.
From the experience, the in-person experience.
That's true. I don't want to ruin the in-person experience.
And the thing is, he wants to sell the, like, it's like, hey, you come, you watch me here. You didn't get to take all the notes because you were so entertained by all of this. At the end, you're like, I feel like I've learned something, but really, like, what were the specifics? Well, go buy the digital. So he wants to make it a product.
Right. And where is the digital? Only on ATS TV. Oh, that is so sneaky. So only on ATS TV, where I could add attachments, where I could add description, which would be the notes. Only on ATS TV. How much is ATS TV? $5.99 a month or $49 a year. So if you don't see me in person, it's okay. Become a monthly subscription.
Okay.
What's that? There's somebody. Show your screen, Grace. 300 engagements, 360 something engagements. Let's say we go reach.
What you
say? Nah. Show your calculator. Let's say we run across 3 million people this year, okay? 3 million people this year. We run across three, and we're talking about in person. We're not talking about what I'm gonna do on social media. You know what? Let's put in the social media too, Grace. Let's put in the social media too. So we're gonna go, that's 2.5 million people a month. There's no choice. So do 2.5 times 12, please. 2.5 million times 12. They really need to put commas in there. Times 12. That's whatever million that is. Sounds like 30 million. 30
million.
30 million. Now, Grace, please, if I can have 5% of 30 million, that's all I want. What number is that?
Oh,
1.5 million.
Thank you, Grace. You can stop the calculator. No, stop the calculator yet. Put your calculator back up. Hold on. Stop the screen real quick. Let me talk to him real quick. Let me talk to him. No. Okay. Got to learn to get used to the phone. Rich around and rich it off the app. That was 5%. That's the conversion rate of passing out flyers. That's 5%. It's very realistic. That's 5%. That's the conversion rate of passing out your business card at a conference with 1,000 people. Here's my business card.
Yeah.
5%. 1.5 million people. Everybody follow me so far. Mm-hmm. Now watch this here. Remember I said, Gary Vee, Grant Cardone, Tony, all that. Everybody's on stage for lead generation.
Yeah.
Grace, you show that number again this time. I need $5.99 monthly subscription for ATS TV, please. They fit to miss it. I'm not going to miss it.
Okay.
Uh-huh. 1.5 million times $5.99 a month, please. Grace, what is that, ma'am, a month?
8,985,000 a month.
A month. A month, huh,
cuz? Yeah, yes.
8 million a month.
8 million a month.
For doing what? Running my mouth.
That's it.
What I already do.
Yes.
Can I push it further? I ain't talked about how all of this is free. Well, this goes on the podcast. Can I push it further?
Please.
And how all this go on YouTube to ethically bribe people to go see more.
That's it.
Because this ain't the only thing I'm doing.
Right.
This is the one of the 8 things that I'm doing. Now, Sanders, I'm talking to your mic.
Mm-hmm.
How much is that a year?
Times 12. Oh, wait a minute, comma. 107,820,000.
You stop your screen, Grace. I know I'm unmuted. I'm trying to see if y'all can hear my thoughts. Or maybe you can hear my swag, whichever one. That's the plan. I already built the audience. I already built the audience. I already built the platform. Now we're converting them into, this is why I take so much time owning my own stuff. I ain't begging Netflix for nothing. I ain't begging nobody to get nowhere. I got it already. I got the relationships already. I've got all the people. I've coached enough people, Lord have mercy, just to call them and say, want me in your city? And that happens. Some of that actually did happen. So that is how we got some of this stuff. You can guarantee we're going to kill Vegas. But what happens, though, when this gets so big, you then see me at MGM Grand. I can afford it. You only need 8,000 people. All right, let's make this. If you just joined, if you would have had the beginning, I started off with some stuff and I said, all right, let's take me, watch me, and this, so you can steal it, and we're gonna do this here. So let's make this practical. Where you at, Adelia? There you go.
I'm listening.
Oh, I keep forgetting I got my speech. You be talking. Okay, what'd she say?
She's listening.
Okay, all right, Adelia. What is the one thing that you're going to work on, and by the time you're done, it fundamentally changes your life completely?
Now I got to get my hour and go think again, because what I thought might not meet expectations, because what I was going to do, I have a course, by the way, but what I was going to do was I was going to put together I have a book, and I was going to do a reprint of the book and then use that book. And I'm going to retitle it. And yes, Miss Melissa, you'll be talking to me very soon. But anyway, it was just about the darkness that I had growing up as a kid. And it was what I would tell my 5-year-old self as a title. But I think I need to change it, because all of that, I believe, works into a person's emotional health. And in order to be a good leader, because we bring our crap even to our leadership game. And so it's all linked, but I'm trying to figure out how to link it. But it's a book. I need to sit down another hour.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
See? Ohio. Because I knew that's what you were going to say. See? I even texted Grace. Grace, we need to do our hour. I knew you were going to say that.
That's so bad. That's so consistent. All right, so this is what Adonia should do. What Adonia should do is all of that, what she just named, is perfect, but it's 8, 7, 6, 5. It's not the one. It's the add-ons. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the add-ons to the one thing. So I'll give her an idea, but I think I did this to somebody yesterday. Don't take this idea, but take the height at this idea is in. you know, but take that lunch pad that I'm giving you. What you're going to do is she's going to remember, we're asking ourselves, what's the one thing that I can work on for the next 90 days that's impossible, but if I can get it done, it would fundamentally change my business, fundamentally change my life. Mm-hmm. See, what she's named doesn't change her life because she can do it right now. If she took off 2 weeks from work, she'd have all that done. That ain't big enough, cuz. Ain't big enough, right? No. This is bigger. She's going to make her job her first client, mm-hmm. and every partner that her job has, or every partner and or client and or whatever that makes over $50 million a year, they're going to become her clients too. That's big. And she becomes the consultant to $50 million a year companies and above. Sure. If you don't have $50 million, you're not even allowed to apply.
Wow. Wow.
Whatever. But interesting, consulting is part of it, but 50 million, yeah, that number didn't even, yeah, that didn't come to my head. Because I was actually going after, which now I think they don't have money, so I was going after starter companies, because they don't know HR. They don't have people that can support that process. So that's the low-hanging fruit. I get it, whatever.
So you're going to, this is what you're going to do. You're going to read the book, What Got Me Here Won't Get You There. And then you're going to read that book. It's fantastic. And I want you to do that. And your fee, should you accept this or accept this energy, your fee is $12 million.
Wait, say that again?
$12 million. That's your fee. $12 million. But she'll be like, I only need 5 clients a year. You're doing all right. Your fee is $12 million. And what she's going to do is, if I build a company that can get clients that can afford $12 million up front, you know, Ibrahim like upfront money,
yeah,
you know, if I get $12 million right now or within 30 days, give me my money, give me all my money. This is what I want. I'm going to build that, and then I want their other friends who could do the same thing. Y'all seeing it?
Mm-hmm.
Take that energy, Adonia. Don't take that plan, because the plan has to be yours, but that energy. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to need an hour a day for about 30 of them days in order to make that. Okay,
that's
but
good.
I'm 2 hours, but I need to sit down. Thank you.
You're welcome. That's why we jumping this high. If you can figure this out in a conversation, you ain't jumping high enough. Unless you're like Melissa, you've already been working towards this. You know, like Ibrahim, you already been working towards it. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. You understand what I'm saying? That makes total sense. No problem there. All right, let me pick somebody real quick. Okay, bam. I've been thinking, Brenda. I was gonna give it her yesterday, but I wasn't done thinking.
That's right.
I wasn't done thinking. She wants to do something. I'm not gonna tell you what it is. So let's solve her problem now.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna solve her problem. I'm gonna do it in a generic way, but we're gonna solve her problem. We're asking the question, what can I build that is impossible? But if it could be done, it would fundamentally change my life. I don't want to ask her how old she is, because I got chastised too much as a youth for asking older Black women how old they are.
I don't have a problem with it, sir.
Okay, how old are you?
69. I'll be 70 next month.
They call that 69. and 60. Yes, that's what they call that around here in Texas. I am 65 years old. Yes, that's what that is. Okay, 69. So I'm 69 years old. I'm past the retirement age, and I want to make $1,000 a week, but I don't want to work for it. That's a difficult problem, ain't it?
Listen.
Anybody else want this dream and this goal? Is there anybody else would like to do this? Anybody else?
Yes.
Anybody, let me. Yes.
That's my mama's goal.
That's your mama's goal. All right. I'm 69. I want to make $1,000 a week, $10,000 a week, five, whatever your number is. And I just want to drink Mai Tais in Tahiti. I never had a Mai Tai, nor have I been in Tahiti. It was just random things that popped in my head.
That's it.
This is what I want to do. So how do we pull that off? All right, let's dedicate the rest of this conversation to that. How do we pull that off? That's interesting. First off, let me see if there's enough interest in making unearned income, period. Are we interested and getting royalties and unearned income, mm-hmm. passive income? Is this, are we still in the right place? Is it still the right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
So we understand, all right, I have a lot of things to say. I'm gonna try to say them as fast as possible. Everybody, some of these things you heard me say before, but they're very relevant right now. Mm-hmm. There are, so Grace, this section of your notes is gonna be called Three Ways to Exist in Money. Three ways to exist in money. You trade time for money.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You make your money make money, or you use your money to make money. That's number two. And then number three is you create multiple streams of income. Those are the only three ways to exist in money on this planet. There's no other way. Is there a challenger that would like to challenge that? Cool. Even if you're an Instagram influencer, you're trading time for money. It is what it is. You got to get on there, give your time.
There's one more way, though, and that's printing money, which is inaccessible to all of us.
Yes. There you go. Exactly. Exactly. Inaccessible to us all. Unless we find access and then we go to jail. For a long time. Okay. For a long time. They put with the old folks say put the jail on top of you. Exactly. All right. So Brenda wants to at 69 years old. Okay. She wants to make, let's just say $5,000 a month. Can she trade time for money to do that? No. Out of the question. Can she make money, make money? Yes. Can she create multiple streams of income? Yes. But at her age, those multiple streams of income need to have an asterisk or an addendum attached to it. So write this down. My multiple streams of income then need to go into a vehicle like number two. Because if you're making multiple streams of income and that money is good, you're going to get trapped back into number one. Trading time for money. Number, you get it? So number, at this age, we don't want to play the young man game. Antonio do that. you, because when I you wait till you feel age, I'm not doing I ain't doing nothing at all. I'm sit there, I'm gonna be like, I don't know, I'm gonna talk about you UFO all the time though. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm not doing nothing. So now we got three with an addendum attached to it. So let's back up and full review. Can Brenda trade time for money? No, it's out of the question. Because she's trying to enjoy the time that she's got left. All right, that makes sense. Can she make money, make money? Yes, this is absolutely in the equation.
Yeah.
Can she make multiple streams of income? Yes, if the addendum is applied. This is called an algorithm, what I'm doing, a set of instructions. This is an algorithm, what I'm creating. Cool? There are only two ways to make money. This is the next section. Ibrahim just gave one of them. You print it.
That's it.
You're going to hell. You're going to die. You cannot be in Abu Dhabi print money. The other one is to serve people.
Can I ask a question?
Yep. It's just, can you hear? Well, she was breaking up when she asked, so that could be it. Soon as she come back in, y'all let me know. Oh, she is definitely talking. She is definitely talking. Text her. Okay. And tell her to text the question in, or stop hiding behind them cardboard boxes. Messing up her reception. Yes, messing up her reception. All right, we definitely will get her question. Y'all can ask her question for sure. So now we're setting our algorithm again. My name is Brenda. I want to make $5,000 a month. Excuse me. We're talking about a date. $5,000 a month. Let's do it again. $5,000. A week. Well, let me set the frequency to this.
A week initially.
Okay, a week. All right, let's do that. Let's do a week. There we go. Let's do a week. We want $5,000 a week, $1,000 a week. There we go. Now I got it in my head. I know I need two, three, and then one. I need to do make money, multiple streams of income with the addendum, and I need to serve people.
Right.
Yeah, see it? I'm giving you what we're building. I'm doing the thought work for you. This, you know, you need these three elements or a mixture of these three elements. Because here's the deal. If you're not making $1,000 a week, then the first thing you're going to do is you're going to say, man, I need to find out how to do something. And you're already wrong. That's number one. That's trade time for money. You're already wrong. So I'm trying to get you to avoid being wrong. Your money is going to make money. But you go, I ain't got no damn money. All right. Well, we're going to find a way around that and live it. So we know, write this down. We need to make money. And we need to do multiple streams of income that goes back into making money. And we need to serve people. Now, as easy as I'm making it sound, that was difficult. There's your algorithm. Do y'all understand what an algorithm is? Like, nature has the best algorithm on the planet. The same oxygen you're breathing.
Yeah, Antonio, it is
yes, sir.
Simple. It is simple, but not easy. Simple, no. But not easy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because the same oxygen you're breathing, the Honorable Prophet breathes, Jesus breathes, the same. It's just been recycled. This is the proper thing. It's just been recycled. Same oxygen, same nitrogen, boom, recycled. Good. So we're clear here. Now, Grace titled it. So you got two sections. You got ways to exist in money.
Right.
I forget what I called the second one because I made it up.
Money.
Two ways to make money. Then we're going to do two ways to get this money. There you go. Two ways to get this money, or two ways to receive money, if you want to be more professional. You know, two ways to receive money. It's only two ways. You sell what you know, or you collect it. That's it. I'll put my hands a little closer to the screen as well. That's it. You you sell what you know, or you collect money. So when I do vibing, I'm gonna do mostly collecting. But since I programmed the social media, I'm selling what I know, which is the platform as a service, or that would be software as a service. Excuse me, the software as a service. I'm selling what I know with the software as a service, Facebook. Right. But I'm collecting money with y'all ads. Did I make that make sense to everybody? Let me stop right there because I can't move on unless you understand. You need to clearly understand collecting money and selling what you know. Because most of y'all are going to go, well, let me first. Does anybody have a question right here? Let's do that first before I thought about bringing the problem for 2 days, but I wasn't ready yesterday. I wouldn't have sounded this good yesterday. So everybody good? Okay, everybody's good. Okay, good. Aqua solid so I can drink. Outstanding. All right, so we're sitting here drinking coasters. I'm putting this, you know, this is against old Black people. Look at this. Look at this table. Look at this table. Look at this wonderful table here. And she done let me put a whole wet drink on this table. Lord have mercy.
You got a coaster.
You got a coaster? Coaster. Your grandma come hunt me tonight. I did it like 5 times too. Shame on me. I'm gonna need coasters before I mess up this rosewood table. That's an heirloom.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So that's two ways to get this money. So let's go back now. I'm 69 years old. And here's the deal. If you're not 69, you think that don't apply to you, be smart like Melissa and say, that's my mama problem. She's listening for her mama. So do that then. Is that fair?
Yes.
Listen for your mother or listen for your father. I know Deanna wants to take care of her father or whatever. I'm not sure which one she wants to. Maybe she wants to take care of both of them. Whatever it is, you get it? Or maybe one of y'all want to pay off your pastor's church or something. I don't know, but it's the same energy. What we're doing is we're building an algorithm. An algorithm is infallible. It's going to work every time. It doesn't mean it's going to work the best for your situation, but it's going to work every time. There's an algorithm for brushing your teeth. Pick up the toothbrush. Some of you have a different step. The second thing I do after I pick up the toothbrush is I run the water because I can't stand putting dry bristles on my teeth. It makes me feel like I used yesterday's toothbrush. Yes. I don't want to feel like I used yesterday's toothbrush. No. So step two is run the water. Step three, wet the toothbrush. Step four, put the toothpaste on the toothbrush. Step five, but don't let the toothbrush touch the damn toothpaste mouth. It's yucky. And I hope them kids are following the same thing. Okay. Step six, left side, bottom. Left side top. I'm serious. What I do. Yes. Right side bottom. Right side top. Now I got a motorized toothbrush. Go back on the left side and I hit the motorized thing. Now, and I want to do it the whole time. I do it the whole time, but the damn thing be kind of vibrate my eardrum. So, you know, all right. Now I do it again. They're getting real good. Then I do it again. Then I go up to the top. Do the same thing. Top up, top, right? Right up, boom. And then I take toothbrush out. I have an extra step because I don't want the toothpaste in my beard, for God's sake, nor do I want a drool toothpaste remnants in my beard. So I have to keep my mouth at a certain angle as to catch this yucky stuff so it don't get in my beard overshare, but that is part of my, I have a beard. You women don't have a beard, so you can do like, you can do this. Yeah. I can't do this. It would be stuck in my beard. So then I spit properly, and then I need to make sure that I give my little hands and so he get all that out. And then I have an extra step, check for blood, and I go, good, no blood. I'm doing a good job. I swear to God, I do this good, no blood, doing a good job. Gums is healthy, right? Do that here. And then after I'm done, I get toilet paper. I kid you not, I get toilet paper, and I wrap some toilet paper up, and then I scoop anything that may have been left over because women don't like to see a messed up sink.
Amen. Renee's clapping.
I'm domesticized, Janice. You know, so I'm domesticized. Okay. I'm a good domestic dog. Do that, throw it away, steps is over. That works every time. I'm not telling you that's going to make me a millionaire. It's going to keep me from not splitting blood, right. No gingivitis, but it is going to work every time. So we're just building an algorithm that is going to work for you every time. Can you now see why I'm doing this? Mm-hmm. All right. So let's repeat the let me work this every time. This is why you hire the humor consultants, so they can build an algorithm for you so it works every time in sales and business and life or whatever. This is what they do. This is what coaches do. I'm 69 years old. I want to make $5,000 a month, a week. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I want to make $5,000 a week. I know 2 and 3. I need to make money. And if I do multiple streams of income, that means if I do this with Antonio and do this with Novatech and do this with Organo Gold and do this with, I'm trying to think of all the stuff y'all be doing. You know what I'm saying? Do this here with this and do this with that and jump in this deal. I need to not be in the deal business, not be in network marketing business, because that's trading time for money.
Right.
I don't care how much they tell you you own your own business. No, you don't. It's trading time for money. Until you add that addendum, when I get that money, I put it back at number two. That's my algorithm. Even if you make money with Antonio, if you keep leaning on that, that's trading time for money. Until you take money from your job, take money from your something, and put it in your own vehicle that continually rolls money. Cool. So now that I know 2, 3. So what I got to do now? Serve people. Then you're going to make a conscious decision to either collect money, membership economy,
okay,
or sell what you know. Bake pies, do baskets like Brenda is doing or something. Yeah,
this is good.
I think this is brilliant because I'm trying to make something so complex become so simple. Not easy, as Ibrahim said, but simple.
Right.
We cool?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I want to make this simple. So you go, now you can make on that third step, you can make the, I like to collect money and sell what I know because I get to double dip. I like double dip. I've always, I'm a multiple.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
What you're talking about, most people will mess up by adding one more step. And that is thinking. That's it. That's the step that will mess all of this up. That's the one thing that's not needed.
Right. That's real talk. No thinking. That's all this stuff. No thinking. So now that we have this, now that Brenda says, okay, and Tony, I'm going to do 2, 3 with the addendum, and then 2, and then I get to pick, sell what I know, or collect money. I intentionally like collecting money, because collecting money gives me the opportunity that whatever I'm doing, I'm sending you back to collecting money.
Hmm.
Whatever I'm doing. If you say, hey, you want to coach my kids' basketball team for the rest of this year? My answer is no. I don't like your kids. I don't like my kids. Damn sure I don't like your kids. That's my first answer. But if your kids are all a bunch of Janices and Otises, that's their parents, well, I might consider. Mm. That's my target audience.
Gotcha.
So I might like your little kids so I can go collect some Otises, okay, and some Janices.
Okay. Yeah.
So no matter what I'm doing, you may think I'm the coach. But now what I'm doing, well, it's Ron now. This makes sense for Ron. Ron's a women's basketball coach.
Mm-hmm.
And he started his own AAU team. I he's actually one of the people I coach. He's been here the whole time for years, just not on this call. The first time I invited him to this call. And so yeah, I clap for Ron real quick because he's awesome. Yes, he's awesome. He's awesome.
All right.
So you think I'm coaching. The truth is I done already built my collecting money thing, and I want to follow Antonio's algorithm to push people into collecting money. So Ron, if you're wondering, well, what do I need to do? Forget what. Follow the algorithm. Now, are you collecting money? That's a membership economy. In my case, it's ATS TV or Vibin. You get it? It's or Mexit News. I'm collecting money by traffic. See it? If you think about everything that I build, it's always in the collecting money area because I don't feel like going back over there every day. That's the truth. That is the truth. I don't feel like going over there every day. I'm just when I get an email to say something wrong, I'm over there. That's when I want to go. Follow the algorithm till you're collecting money. Well, now Ron must say, well, what the heck am I going to do to collect money? This is where thinking, definitely follow Abraham. Don't do it. Let me give you the answer. Because this is where, because if you're going to mess up anywhere, Melissa, it's here. Because the question now becomes, how do I convince people to jump in my collections machine?
Right.
And that's difficult.
Mm.
Unless you've got trading power.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Abraham, talk about that real quick. Trading power, so, remember this here. But I'm going to let Abraham talk about Gwyneth Paltrow.
So Gwyneth Paltrow has got Goop. It's a streaming service for alternative healing, alternative education. And her visibility comes from being in Iron Man, where she's not really paid a lot. It's a lot by our standards, but not by actor standards. Yet she's making more money than some of the top billing actors in the MCU. Because people see her name, they Google her, they find Goop, and then they subscribe and they just give her money monthly.
Ta-da! Ooh, monthly. People typically don't cancel softwares as a service. Trading power is what, that's why I said Ibrahim, he sent me a message right at the right time. It was trading power. So when you go through this algorithm, you're going to say, Sabrina's going to say, okay, and tell them I'm going to follow everything you said. But it didn't work. That's because you don't have no trading power. So if you tell me this didn't work, you went to somebody with no power.
Watch it.
And you go, but and then, or you're like a dummy. Well, I don't like sales. You don't have to sell if you got the power. And where's the dummy at real quick? There you go. You don't have to worry about mastering sales like Phil and Susan Sorrentino if you got the trading power. So what is trading power? Trading power, it goes back to that number one rule of economics. I have to want what you're selling more than I want my money. Trading power is, I showed you a clip about Russell Brunson. He says, anybody want this cell phone for $1 million? And they're like, no, I want that. Well, I've got all this, and you can call Tony Robbins and you can call this person. Everybody's like, you know what? Now that I think about it.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, I'll drop $50 million on that. Trading power, okay? That's vitally important. How do I, what am I doing, Grace? Am I messing up? I was trying to get to the chat.
Oh, it's
down
at the bottom.
What's wrong? I keep seeing a fly across my screen. Is that it, Rachel?
No.
You need to be the shields. Oh, there it is. I got it now. Trading power, your stuff sells itself. Facts. Thank you so much. And interesting. Don't you say it? Yeah. Trading power is your stuff sells itself. You don't have to worry about it. So how do you build trading power? So now you say, okay, I have to have something that people are jumping out the window to get. Right there, I just ruined most of y'all businesses because your business sounds like this. I built a business. I want to jump out the window to sell. We don't want that. We don't want your baby. We don't want your publishing company. We don't want
hey, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Recently, I think getting canceled has given some people a lot of trading power. Why? Because if you're Andrew Tate, if you're Ye, Yep. You get canceled. Millions of people still want to hear you.
Yep.
You come on my show. I pretend to be holy, right? I take the right opinions. I give you pushback, yet I get all the eyeballs of Kanye lovers or Andrew yep. Tate lovers. And that's why they're on these podcast tours. And Andrew Tate is actually personally getting paid for his guest appearances. Don't know about Ye. But yeah, that's a form of trading power. Ye yeah. doesn't have to go to these platforms, but they need him. Tate doesn't have to go to these platforms. They need him. And what's interesting is it happens after they get canceled.
Yeah.
And then again, the other party likes to have them because they can still appear to be normal. They can still appear to be right because they're opposing this person. But just by putting them on, they're also getting their fans' visibility. So it's just an example of trading power off the top.
No, that's a great example. That's how Jordan Peterson got so popular so fast, because people would try to trap him with stuff and he would handle, he's one of the greatest thinkers of all time. He would handle himself well. And they would get embarrassed. They would go viral, and every conservative would be like, look at this libtard making a fool of themselves, right? And they would. They would absolutely make a fool of themselves. They would. Trading power. How do I build trading power? You don't build it by building what you want. So you've heard the saying, well, find a need and fill it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we are, but if that saying worked, Phil, then y'all would actually follow it. But y'all don't follow, so it don't work. So let's try to tweak that up a little bit. Find a need and fill it. Find, if I had to use those same words, Grace, write this down. If I had to use those, I don't want to use those same words, but I will for right now. If I had to use those same words, it is find a need you can manipulate. I don't like that word. You can monetize. There you go. And sell it to the complainer. That's what I would say. Find a need you can monetize and sell it to the complainer. That's what I would say. And you've heard me say this before. You get the 1 and 2 star reviews. Those are complainers. I don't trust 3-star reviews. I don't trust anybody neutral. I just don't. And just 1 and 2 star reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sell them. They're 1 star. They gave That's you. Right. This would be 5 stars if, thank you so much for telling me how to sell to you. Thank you. Thank you so much for telling me how to sell to you. That's what we're going to do. Yes? Okay, go ahead, Grace.
Shameless plug, Antonio and I have a business where with your business, we can get you more 5-star ratings and reviews.
Good job.
Okay. And also before the 1, 2, and 3-star reviews get to Google, they will come to you. We got some software to help you out with that. Come on and talk to me. Okay.
So I forgot all the making money. I'm teaching money. I forgot about making money. You're going to get somebody. There's a time. Okay, good. So now, trading power. Now let's focus on this trading power for another couple more minutes because it's important. Because now Brenda says, well, I don't have any trading power, Antonio, and I get it. So now the next obvious question becomes, what do you do if you don't have trading power? If you don't have something that can sell itself, what do you do? I would tell you right now, Ibrahim is a cartoonist. Well, I mean, right now, that's what he is. He's a lot of things, but he's becoming rapidly famous for being a cartoonist. He's found the need that he can monetize, and he's filling it, and he's selling cartoons to rich people who need a simple display of what the complex thing they're talking about is. Fantastically genius. Got it. Renee goes, but let me not use Renee because I already worked together. Melissa says, I don't have no trading power. I noticed you got trading power over there, Ibrahim. And this is what you say. Write this down word for word. What can I do for you to make you more money? and then you attach yourself to Ibrahim's trading pop. Is there anybody here that would tell somebody, get away from me, if somebody came to you with integrity and said, hey, what can I do to make you more money? Is there anybody here that is offended by this question? Anybody? We're praying someone asks us this question. Lord, send me free labor, please. Because that's what you're saying. Send me free labor. And then what you do is you ask for a commission only on whatever you bring in. And I can assure you, everybody here is smart enough to go, well, I mean, 80% is better than 100% of nothing. Because you're going to bring Ibrahim to an audience he's not in yet, because he don't know your people. You do. And all Ibrahim's going to say is, run me my data, send them back here. He's going to get them a link that he can capture the data. He's going to give you money. And then once you make Ibrahim $100,000 in 1 year, you have whole different conversations with Ibrahim. You're somebody. He answers the WhatsApp. Hey, Melissa, how's it going? You doing all right? Yeah, you made me $100,000. You called me. Come on, talk to me. That's it. So we'll stop there only because I got to transition to a different mindset to pull off day one of the tour. But let's pay attention to what I'm going to do. There's two cameras set up. You're not going to be able to see it, but there's two lights. I'll try. I'll not do it. Did I flip it? There we go. There's somebody coming in. There's lights. There you go. Come. Oh, it's Tyrell. It's Tyrell. There you go. There's a tripod there, Lights, board. We're not going to use the board. Maybe this beautiful table here. Back up real quick so I can see. Oh, my knees. There we go. So right here, see that beautiful table, y'all? That's a beautiful table. I don't know why Grace let me put a coaster on this table. A nun coaster there. And what happens is this particular, I really got to learn how to start using this phone. There we go. What happens is the first, I think, 10 engagements, tours, are set for 20 people only. The next ones are 50 people, and then it's like 75, 100, 150, it just goes up. Why, Renee? Why? Because I want the footage and I want the people sitting in together and I want the audience to be heard and I want that footage to go, dang, that looked cool. That looked intimate. They're standing up. Once a couple of these tours, I kid you not, I know it only sits 15 people. We sold 20 tickets. Why'd I do that? To have the illusion of pulling out more chairs or having people stand up. Phil gets it, right? But this is totally on purpose. Totally on purpose. Why start off with 20? Because it's so much. Ooh, you looking good. What's up? What's up with you? You start my whole sentence. Come on over here and show them what you're looking like. I was being professional. Come on over here. Come on, bend down and show them what you're looking like. There you go. Okay, all right now. Okay. I'm trying to be professional again. Where was I? I had to take a commercial break. Something to handle. Well, anyway.
Okay. You're a heathen. You are a heathen. That's all you are. Nothing but a heathen.
It's better to start with a packed room and have that on camera than to have a 100-place venue and then 20 people now it looks like no one's taking you seriously. One of the worst things you can do is have an audience of 75 and try to act like you have an audience of 3,000. It's one of the worst things you can do. Don't do it. Have an audience of 75 and show people that 75 people are jumping through the walls to get to you. That's how you do that. That's how you do that. I can assure you that once you keep pumping these videos, it makes sense. Here's my plan for the videos. This is the ATS Live, so I call ATS Live. It's not the only thing I'm doing. It has nothing to do with the stuff on Assembly of Wanderers. You'll see. If you go to the website, share AntonioTSmithJr.com while I'm talking. If you go, actually, I sent you a link in Line App. Share both of those. Share the one in Line App first, because that's the one that'll just show all the events that's already booked right now up into January. What I'm trying to show y'all is that I'm going to put this on YouTube for free. And you're like, man, but I thought you was just going to have it on ATS TV. You're right. We'll come back to it. I'm going to put it on podcast, the Law of Attraction podcast, for free. You got to scroll down while I'm talking. You're like, man, I thought you was going to do ATS. You're right. What I'm attempting to do is I'm attempting to have people see what's on ATS TV, and then you know there's more. Now, whether I do the whole thing, half the thing, that's irrelevant for this conversation. What is relevant for this conversation is everybody's going to have access, and then somehow that access will be restricted. There you go. Did y'all get it? All right, show them the website. So right now, Grace is gonna, y'all can actually book the, put that link in the chat though. Okay, wrench around that link in the chat. Right now, it's already happening. We got people flying from Jersey, all sorts of stuff. And you say, and they're gonna say, Tyrell, well, when you coming to my city? If you reach out to Deanna and Chantel, we'll work that out. And we haven't even added all the radio elements on this particular site just yet. But I've combined the ATS radio that I was already doing, and I'm just going to put it right here now. Because why not? I'm smart. I'm a smart guy. All right, you can stop the screen, Grace. Here's my last words. That's me collecting money. But what I'm doing is I'm accelerating the overflow for the Ibrahims, the Phil and Susans, the, you know, stuff. I'm accelerating. You got to take matters in your own hands. You know what I'm saying? I have a certain amount of ticket sales that I want to make. I had Melissa do the numbers. Well, I had you do the numbers. Melissa did them for you. Okay. Yeah, Melissa did it for you. Because I want to accelerate Melissa's company, which then opens up on the ATS side like 90 jobs. And then put Phil and Susan in charge of y'all. They're the supervisors. I let them hire. They go hire y'all. They just gonna make really good salaries. Okay, they go hire y'all. And we're this close. We're literally knocking at the door. We're just, you know, something like $300,000 away or something, whatever it is, right? We're knocking at the door. It's right there. Boom, boom, boom. So you beg, you borrow, you steal, or you create an algorithm. Have trading power, and you finance yourself. I prefer the last way. That's me. I don't like venture capitalists. I don't have a problem with it. It's just I don't come from that place. I come from the hood to where if you want to eat, you need to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's just where I come from. We didn't come from no interest loans at the church. If you don't work, you don't eat. That's because we all black. You understand? You don't work, you don't eat. That's what it is. You don't work, you don't eat. Then we say the Bible says that. Well, then there it is. So I come from that place. Fine. We got this obstacle. We're going to work for it. Then we're going to eat. And by the time we're done, we own it. And if you do that enough, people would then want to get access to the community you create. All right. I am done. Final words. Grace, any final words on you? Maybe you're inspired and the Lord is in you or something. I have no idea.
If you are not here for our wonderful conference on today for Antonio T. Smith Jr. Live events, no worries, but don't miss the next one. Okay. I understand you saying, but we're not in Texas. I know. You know you want to take a trip. Come on and visit us. Okay. Come on to these in-person events so we can love on you. Say, hey, just let me know. I've sent everybody a text or an email saying, hey, there's a link for the events. Let me know which one you want to come to. And the link is there, or I can send you the link to purchase your ticket and we can get you in so we can see you. But if you can't, you know, you just can't get people in your city and say, hey, Antonio, I got 20, 30 people ready to come see you. Come on. And Deanna, then that's Deanna going to take over. But we love all y'all.
Uh-oh. Hold on. I thought something even heard him just say it. Wait a minute. Okay. If you have a podcast where I can sell my cartoon compilation book, you have trading power. Oh, I know I got a podcast for that. All right. Well, Ibrahim, reach out to me and line that. Oh, and Tyrell said he got a podcast. That's two. That's two.
Antonio.
What's up?
No, I was just illustrating the point. Like, if you have a podcast, you have trading power. But even if you don't have a podcast, you come to me, you say, what can I do that will make you money? I'll say, I need to be on podcasts. You say, okay, you know what? I'll do what Deanna does. I'll put you on podcasts, even though I don't have one. So that was just an example of how you can just figure out a way to attach to a trading power by just asking the question, how can I make you money?
That was a hell of an example because you got three customers that quick and it wasn't even a real. Yeah, I know. She'd be like, raise her hand for the podcast. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a hell of an example. It was three people ready. That's how you know it's a good example. He made three sales that quick. Go ahead, Prophet Jerry.
Greetings, Bishop. How you doing?
I'm swell, sir. How about yourself?
Four sales.
Look.
I'm like, we got
an example.
Hey, what you say it again?
I was like, man, because we got a podcast too. I'm
like, I was about to jump on that, but I was going to ask you a question. Because I know you're done and I want to make it quick. What do you see in the future for Pain 2020? What do you want? Where do you want to go as of Assembly of Wonders, as of Pain 2020? I know it's basically for me to work out.
You good? Well, you're looking at Assembly of Wonders right now. If you look at on the website, the Assembly of Wonders logo is on Antonio T. Smith Jr. Live, right? On AntonioTSmithJr.com. You're looking at Assembly of Wonders. All the work we just talked about, the lead generation we just talked about, that's all Assembly of Wonders. What you saw was me leaving ATS and developing strongly Assembly of Wonders is what you saw.
Okay.
That's what you saw. So the answer to your question is all in there. You should expect everything you're doing to grow. You have to stay consistent because you are, and then keep talking to the camera like it's your community because it is. Yeah. So there's no changes you need to make. The changes that you need to make came from me.
Right.
What I'm doing. But I told everybody October 1st, everything would be a Thursday focus. That was a click way of saying Assembly of Wonders focus.
Because
ATS is all automated and tech now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what vibing, when you see vibing, that's an ATS thing.
Mm-hmm.
You get it? That's an ATS thing. But ATS is making money automatically, but everything now is being pushed to Assembly of Wonders. So when you get so as we grow to a million people, that's all in the Assembly of Wonders, which automatically grows Praying 2020.
Okay. One question. Uh-huh. We're gonna try to do a live tour with you to come. Do you know of a best, because we're gonna probably have to drive it? Do you know what would be best? Would it be Galveston or will it be Houston for like handicap accessible hotels? Oh,
they all handicap accessible because Houston's so big and Galveston's so popular. It depends on what kind of, it don't depend. If you're trying to, I know how to answer your question. I know how to answer your question the way Phil will. I only know how to answer your question the way Antonio will. I don't know. If you're trying to have sex on the beach, I told you, I didn't know how to answer the way then you need to go to Galveston. No. If you try to have sex in the city, then you need to go to Houston. That's really the difference here. I mean, it made sense. I bet everybody understood it, though. It made sense.
I understood. But,
you know, Phil has, you know, strategic words about him. He would have said it a little better. Although he's a comedian, so he probably would have said that, too.
All right. Appreciate you, sir.
All right, y'all. We're going to get out of here and prepare for everybody. You can't plan better. You can't dominate. Thank you so much, everybody. We will see you. What's that?
Friday.
Oh, we'll see y'all next week. Love you, everybody.
Love you more.
Love you more.
All right, y'all. Love you.